This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, November 27, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. The debate over what to do about the so-called fiscal cliff is heavy on tax hikes and light on spending cuts. Jagadish Gokhale, senior fellow at the Cato Institute, says the debate over Social Security is light on substance, too. This debate over the so-called fiscal cliff is about tax rates for the most part, but a lot of people should be talking about spending reductions, and the chief driver of the increases in spending that we're going to see in the coming years is entitlement spending. So what do you tell these people who are trying to have a calm, rational, reasoned debate about something that they really should have dealt with, if not years ago, at least months ago?
I think the emphasis before the election was on getting more by way of spending cuts than tax increases. With the election of President Obama and the Democrats maintaining their strength in the House and the Senate, the focus of the discussion has shifted more towards tax increases because I suspect, or guess, as probably most people do, the Democrats seem to be now empowered with an idea about a mandate to push through their preferred policy direction. And so the focus is more on tax increases. But I think we should consider that both benefits, such as Social Security and Medicare and so on, and taxes have negative consequences on economic choices that people make. Benefits encourage people to believe they're secure in their retirement and therefore retire early, maybe not save sufficiently for their retirement. Possibly even, since they're not going to be working as long, may not even acquire as much human capital as they otherwise would. Certainly the benefits and taxes together distort Americans' labor market choices. They higher taxes induce them to work less, especially for secondary earners in the household, and so on. So the focus should be on minimizing tax burdens and also towards inducing or encouraging greater fiscal responsibility on the part of households to prepare for their own retirement. That would increase national saving. It would increase the amount of funds we can invest, and workers would have more to work with in terms of capital. And that would increase our national pie. So the game seems to be more about securing your own share of the national pie rather than expanding that pie, and then maybe having a smaller share but a bigger total buy. That seems to be the hurdle that policymakers seem to face today, and therefore we are stuck in the current impasse.
Harry Reid and others are arguing with Mitch McConnell over whether to include reform of entitlements in this particular go-round. The Democrats typically say, well, let's deal with that next year. And one of the things that they hang their hat on with respect to that argument is Social Security is not contributing to the federal deficit at this point, so let's worry about that later.
Right. That seems to be their slogan for keeping Social Security out of the negotiations on entitlement reform. In fact, Social Security is contributing to the federal deficit right now. Social Security payroll tax surpluses ended in 2010, and the trustees of Social Security project that under current policies, we will not return to a surplus on Social Security. So that's here to stay. The numbers are small right now, but over time, as baby boomers retire, and the number of workers per retiree declines, the surplus is not only not going to return the deficits, that Social Security is contributing to the federal budget are going to grow over time. So that argument is actually factually incorrect. But in general, I think for the reasons I stated earlier, entitlement reforms, it's not that Social Security does no good. It does provide some kind of insurance against shocks that might hit, as happened during the Great Depression, when a general shock hits. Some types of folks, like the elderly, are vulnerable and need protection. But so the current Social Security system is not the best way to provide that protection, and it needs to be structurally reformed. In general, we need to keep up the pressure on entitlement reform. The earlier we engage in entitlement reforms, the better off we'll be in the long term. Currently, entitlements are contributing. If you took a comprehensive measure of the shortfall we face, it's my calculations show it's $65 trillion. The overall federal fiscal shortfall, I calculate to be over $90 trillion over the future under current policies. That's not a forecast of what's going to happen in the future. In fact, it shows that these shortfalls cannot happen in the future because we'll do something about them eventually. The only question is when and how efficiently. What it does show, however, is the size of the gap we have to overcome through future policy changes. And they involve very large sacrifices overall that Americans would have to make. The only problem is the longer we wait to implement them, the larger these shortfalls and the sacrifices will grow.
Jagadish Gokhale is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.